Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
250, McMonagle Heat with you on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Yankees missed an opportunity to put the Boston Red Sox away. Got to be fair. Got to give credit where credit is due. They came in and absolutely beat the crap out of the Yankees pitching staff. Really the entire series, but the last two games, they got victories out of it. The Yankees were able to score enough runs in game one. And the offense did a good job against the Red Sox. It's not that I'm afraid of the Boston Red Sox necessarily. I just think we went into it thinking they were one of the better teams and they were fading. They were not playing well. They were fading. They came in and did a good job. And it's not even that the Yankees let them do it. They came in and kicked the crap out of the Yankees pitching staff. That's what's frustrating about it. Seems like the Boston Red Sox woke up. Now we'll see where they are at the end of the year. I don't think they're going to catch the Yankees 8.5 games behind. I think the Yankees are too good for that. But this was an opportunity to put them 10, 11, 12 games behind the New York Yankees. And that is not what happened. 888-808-1019. We'll talk about Pete Alonso and the New York Mets as the New York Mets dominate what is probably the worst baseball team I've ever seen, the Colorado Rockies. They take all six games as as it feels like you must. It's okay to lose one, but it makes you sick. I hate those series. I hate it when the Yankees played them. I hate when you play the White Sox. It's no fun. It's no fun because a win is absolutely meaningless. It's what you have to do. And a loss is, oh my God, how do you lose to this team? It's baseball. But the Mets are able to avoid that and win all six games. They continue to pitch great. And Pete Alonso comes up with the big hit to tie the game in game one. Hits two home runs in this game and has now passed David Wright for second all time on the Mets home run list. And he is going to catch Darryl Strawberry. Pete Alonso may go down as the greatest position player in Met history if he stays. And that's what I want to talk about with Pete. Because I've been on the record, and I've said it. I don't know. In fact, I don't think he's going to stay. And I say it because it's a one-year deal that if he plays well, and he is playing extremely well, if he plays well, he's going to opt out and hit free agency. And free agency for him this year, in my mind, is going to be completely different than free agency for him last year. One, coming off the season he's coming off of. And two, he's not going to have any picks attached to him. And I really think that hurt Pete in free agency. Nobody wants to pay Pete Alonso coming off of two, you know, downward trajectory type years with his frame at his age on the wrong side of 30. Not, you know, way over 30, on the wrong side of 30. At a position that up until this offseason traditionally has not been paid. So, like, it just all worked against him. It's first base. First basemen don't make big money. He's a bigger kind of lumbering guy who really, up until what he's doing right now, only hit home runs, which only, it's one of the best things you can do, but only hits home runs. And maybe isn't terrible defensively, but certainly isn't very good defensively. And this season, he is, in my mind, I know he's got a couple of issues throwing the ball to the pitcher covering first, and he threw the one ball, you know, against the Yankees, you know, 100 feet over the catcher's head. But he just made a great throw the other day on the run to the plate. And he's been great at the bag this year. I think he's playing the best defense of his career. I think he's doing everything the best of his career. He's hitting 300. He's clutch as hell. He's hitting home runs. He's got 17 home runs. A little low, I guess, compared to some other guys, but he'll come around. He just hit a bunch. He went on like a 17-game stretch without hitting one, something like that. But we all know what he's capable of, and he's having an incredible year. And I think what he's proving is the stability of what he brings you. This is Pete Alonso. Maybe not this good. I don't know if he could bank on having this season every year of whatever contract you give him, but he's a guaranteed 35 to 40 home run guy who plays every day, who's good around the bag, is obviously an emotional type, leader type guy who the fan base will get behind, and he doesn't have picks attached to him. He is having the best year of his career and proving he could still play. And Vladimir Guerrero just got paid and has broken the seal on paying first baseman. I think this free agency is going to be a lot harder to keep Pete Alonso than before. And as much as he wants to be a Met, and I'm sure he does have Scott Boras as his agent. If he hits free agency, he is going to get a big contract. And it's not that the Mets can't afford it. I honestly believe that the thought process by David Stearns, who has been proven to to feed into his thought process. He's not going to pay starting pitching. He's going to find them on the fringes and turn them into great starting pitchers. That's what he's done. And he hasn't deviated from that. And I honestly think he views Pete as a guy over 30, a guy who, you know, is lumbering, having a great year, but, you know, I don't know the value Stearns puts on him. Not that they can't afford the contract if it gets crazy, because we all know the owner can afford it. The question is, how does David Stearns feel about a long-term commitment to Pete Alonso? Because I don't think he was very interested in giving him one last year. Now he's a year older, and something inside me tells me that Stearns would be like, hey, I'm not getting into a bidding war over Pete Alonso. I'm not giving Pete Alonso 6-7 years, $30-plus million a year. I'm thinking I got the best year I just got out of him. I got Mauricio's hitting bombs. I got all these kids coming up through the system. I got Beatty, who's establishing himself. I still believe in Vientos, and he's still young. I put all this money into Juan Soto. We still have Lindor. Last year, the offense was good, and Pete didn't do anything. I think I can still have a good offense with this team. I could be more flexible. He might be locked into the DH in a couple years. I just don't know if Stearns views that as the kind of roster he wants. So that's why, for me, and I've been thinking about this a lot, and I was thinking about it on Saturday, too, because, you know, not that it's new to Joe, but Joe, I was, you know, listening to Joe getting ready for my show on Saturday morning, And Joe's like, pay him now, pay him now. And I think if Steve Cohen wants him, I think David Stearns should try and get Pete now. Because I'm thinking before it gets into a bidding war, which I think he is playing himself into, if you can go to Pete now and talk to him, and we all know how much fun he's having right now, the season he's having right now. He doesn't want to go anywhere else. He's not going to be able to talk to anybody else. He's not going to have an idea what numbers might get to. He might just be willing, especially now with the, like, who knows what's going on after with the CBA in a couple years. Like, you could talk to Pete right now and get him on a shorter term contract, high money, which I think David Stearns would be more interested in. And I think Pete might be open to it right now. Because I'm telling you, if it gets to free agency, I think the numbers and the years might get to a place that David Stearns doesn't want to go. And then it'll just be up to the owner. Now, look, if the owner is, this all doesn't matter if the owner's like, I'm keeping Pete. I don't care. He's breaking records. He's become a fan favorite. We tried to, you know, I wouldn't say lowball him, but we had a value for him. We were hard on him for it, and we didn't deviate from that value. And he has proven he is worth it and more. And he's having a great year. He's having an MVP type season. And I don't care what anything else. I'm signing this guy because the fans will demand it, and I demand it. And if that's the case, then we don't have to worry about it. But if he's going to let David Stearns run the show, something tells me David Stearns does not want to get locked into a long-term deal with Pete Alonso. And I would see right now, if I go to Pete, play to his vanity, play to the idea he loves being a Met and he's extremely happy to be a Met right now, and say, look, you got two more years at 30? Let's double that. Pick up your extension for the next 2 years. We'll do another 2 years on top of that, but instead of 60 for two, we'll give you 80 for two.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And see what he says. I think the time is now to go approach Pete Alonso about a contract, because if it gets the free agency, not that they can't afford it, But is David Stearns going to want to get locked into the amount of years it might take to take a guy who's going to be in the top couple MVP vote? He's going to be in the top three MVP voting, is already on the wrong side of 30, is a big lumbering guy who might lock up the DH in a couple years. You've already got Soto, who might lock up the DH. Vientos isn't a good fielder. Like, it's less roster flexibility to lock into a long-term, high-priced contract with Pete Alonso. If I'm David Stearns and I want to avoid that, and I know my owner wants to keep him, and I know the fans want to keep him, let's see if I can keep him on a 3-4 year deal by offering him more money right now. 888-808-1019. Quick break. Update. We'll take your Met calls on the series on Pete Alonso. And do you think that the Met should approach Pete Alonso right now? We'll still take your Yankee calls, and we will get to the Knicks before 5 o'clock and the warm-up show. 888-808-1019. 1 hour down. 2 more to go. McMonagle here with you on a Monday morning right here on The Fan.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
It's 3 a.m. I'm calling in to tell you that without you here, I'm losing sleep.
Oh, that sleep. What's that?
I'm losing sleep.
All right, 303. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. 888-808-1019. I was at the pool for the first time today. Hanging out a little bit. Got a haircut. I'm always losing sleep. 888-808-1019. It was nice to see the Oklahoma City Thunder absolutely pound the Indiana Pacers to tie the series at 1. And now everyone, you know, it's going to be a gentleman's sweep. They're going to win the next 3 games. That's how it works. Pacers are going to win this thing. They're like cockroaches. You can't put them away after game 1. After game 2, this thing's already over. And that's how we treat the baseball season 2. We overreact to everything. But I don't think I am overreacting in the idea that, look, I was all for paying Pete in the offseason. I wanted Pete here. I was critical of how the Mets were handling it. I wanted Pete. And I wanted them to want Pete. And it felt like they didn't. And I still kind of believe that. I still kind of believe David Stearns, in his heart of hearts, doesn't want a long-term commitment to Pete Alonso. Something about it just... And he is playing great. He's going to break records. He's going to go down as one of the great, if not the greatest, homegrown Met position player of all time. The fan base off of this year is going to be impossible to tell them that you don't want him. And if it gets to free agency, it's going to explode. Like, I just have that feeling. It's going to be a completely different year. He's obviously better. I feel like this proves that he's stable. And he plays every day, and he's been better around the bag. He's having an incredibly clutch season. He's doing everything you want to do. And the big contract for the first baseman has now finally happened. The Toronto Blue Jays paid Vladimir Guerrero Jr. There's something that, like, there was no market. The best first baseman, Freddie Freeman's contract is nowhere near what Pete was asking for. Olsen's contract wasn't near where Pete Alonso was asking for. He's right now the highest paid first baseman in baseball at $30 million per. That contract wasn't out there for first baseman. They weren't given it. Now there's a precedent of a first baseman getting paid big. He's not going to have any picks attached to him, and he's coming off this kind of season. Free agency could explode for him, and I just don't know if Stearns is going to be willing to go big-time years with him. I would talk to him now, see if I can convince him into a more team-friendly contract that can keep Pete Alonso here as a New York Met. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Steve in Rockland. What's up, Steve?
They would have to be crazy not to pay him. You know, last offseason, I was just stunned and amazed at the way they were approaching it, because a lot of times, especially with a guy like Alonso, you don't know what you have till you don't have it. And I'll tell you what, he was troubled by the whole instability, like troubled, distracted of the whole pending free agency thing.
Yeah.
And now he's signed. He's happy. And look.
No, but he's still a free agent.
Yeah.
I mean, if he was, I guess he has the safety net where if he's bad, he could still opt into the contract. But
like, yeah, that's what I mean.
I guess, but he's going to be a free agent again.
Well, you know, I think I agree with you. I think he would prefer to stay. When that guy looks into the camera and says, you know, I'm a Met, I want to stay a Met, et cetera, he means it.
Oh, absolutely.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just think that there's something, and I'll tell you something, as a Yankee fan, I had my fingers crossed that the Mets were going to screw it up and that potentially he could have wound up, oh my goodness, he could have wound up on the Yankees. I think he's undervalued. That's what I think.
Well, I mean, he's the highest paid first baseman in the sport this year.
Well, now, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But that whole offseason, I felt, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
The whole offseason, I felt like they were undervaluing him.
Yeah, I agree. We were talking about it a lot. I thought that Pete deserved better than the way they were handling it. Now, he ended up getting the money. They didn't have to give him the 30, to be fair to the Mets. They didn't have to give him 30. He wasn't getting anywhere close to that. It didn't make any sense to do a short-term deal with him unless you're the Mets. Why would you give up a pick on a one-year deal? You're gonna give up draft picks to sign Pete Alonso to 1 year? So you got to sign him to at least somewhat of a lengthy contract just to justify giving picks away. But then he was wanting, you know, a lot of money. And that contract wasn't out there for first baseman, and he was coming off two lousy seasons. Or at least lousy for him compared to what he's capable of and what he's doing right now. I think this offseason is going to be completely different. And my only point is, if the Mets don't care, like if Steve Cohen doesn't care, if there are guys and moments and certain free agents or players that Steve Cohen is just, like, it doesn't matter. Like, not that David Stearns wouldn't want Juan Soto on the team. Who wouldn't want Juan Soto on the team? But even if he didn't, the Mets were getting Juan Soto if they could. Steve Cohen was going to tell David Stearns, your opinion doesn't matter on this one. We're going out and trying to get Juan Soto. Like, oh, you don't think it's worth $765 million? I don't give a damn what you think. Write the freaking contract. Like, that's what happened with, and again, I'm not saying David Stearns didn't want to sign this contract or didn't want Juan Soto. I'm just saying that it almost didn't matter because the owner was desperate to have it. And he's the kind of owner who's capable of it. It doesn't matter. Like, I'm talking about where this free agency is going and how many years and how much money Pete Alonso is going to make. And that doesn't matter. If Steve Cohen wants him, doesn't matter. We all know he can pay him. There's no doubt. And if that's the case, if Steve Cohen is making his mind up as he's passing David Wright and he's getting ready to pass Darryl Strawberry and he's having this incredible year where he's still hitting 300, he's driven in 61 runs, he's hit 17 home runs, he's come up with clutch hit after clutch hit after clutch hit for a team that hasn't hit with runners in scoring position. Like, let's be honest, this offense, especially the back end of it, has not hit with runners in scoring position at all. And yet they're winning games because, one, Steve Cohen and this pitching lab has been incredible. And two, they're getting just enough from Alonso and Lindor. And eventually we'll be able to throw Soto into that mix, and he's coming. He's getting there. What was he, on base 6 times? 3 walks, 3 hits? So, I mean, I don't care who the opponent is. You get on base 6 times. Like, he's starting to come around, and soon we'll be able to say that. Soon we'll be able to say, you know, they're getting enough from Soto, Lindor, and Alonso. But really, for the most of this year, it's been Lindor and Alonso. And mainly Alonso. As much as Lindor is like the captain of the team, and he absolutely is, and, you know, the guy who turned it around by hitting leadoff last year, and he's still continuing to hit leadoff home runs this year. He's one shy of the Mets season record with leadoff home runs. He's having a very good year. He's coming up clutch. He's playing through injury. Couldn't ask more from Lindor. But Pete Alonso's really the guy carrying them offensively. So I'm curious how David Stearns feels in all this. Now, if it doesn't matter if Cohen's, look, we're keeping him. He's a fan favorite. He's going to break all these records. We're keeping Pete Alonso off of this year. He's earned it. then this doesn't matter. But if David Stearns is going to allow, I mean, excuse me, if Steve Cohen is going to allow David Stearns to do what he wants and run the team as he sees fit and be able to draw a line in the sand on how many years he's willing to give Pete Alonso or what he's willing to give Pete Alonso when he wants to have more roster flexibility and stuff, like, something tells me that David Stearns in his mind is thinking, I'm getting the best year of his career. I'm happy to get this year and move on. Something in my mind is telling me that's how David Stearns is reading the situation. And so if I'm Cohen, or even if I'm Stearns, and I know I got to appease the owner and I want to appease the fan base, talk to him now and keep it to a long, keep it less years. Keep it shorter. Even if it's more money, the owner's got plenty of money. Just, I would talk to him now and see what kind of team, if Stearns has a line in the sand contract in his mind for Pete Alonso, I'd go approach him with it right now. Now, I don't know if he'll take it or not. You know, maybe he's enjoying this and wants to reestablish free agency and have more fun than he did last year with it. But the guy is having an incredible year. He is arguably they were talking about on the broadcast. He's arguably the MVP of the league right now. That's how good he's been. That's how much he's meant to a team and an offense that's really struggled with running the scoring position. That's how clutch he's been. You know, he's been, you know, obviously he's been the face of this team, while what was supposed to be the new face of this team has struggled for a lot of the year in Juan Soto, and he's been there hitting home runs, doing what he does. You know, coming up with stupid, you know, traveling and then uppercut hand gestures, which I'll never understand. But hey, I mean, I think it's dopey, but that's just between me and you. It doesn't change the fact that it gets them going, and he's the guy. It's felt like all year long, Pete Alonso has been the guy. I would talk to him now, because free agency is going to get crazy, and I just don't know how Stearns feels about it. And he's a guy, David Stearns is a guy who has really tried to stick to his game plan and stick to what he believes in. He believes in not paying pitchers. And they haven't. He believes in doing what he believes in this process and this pitching lab, and they're doing it. And I'm just curious if how he felt last offseason is going to change all that much off of this year. Because they knew he was capable of this type of year. He's done it before. He's going to be a year older, and the contract's going to be way longer and bigger. Limo driver Ed, what's up, Ed?
All right, brother. Hey, listen. Pete needed Soto. And not far as fan and be in front of him hitting, he needed that kind of man that'd be on the team. He's making a statement. He's going to get paid. You better pay him now while you can. But you know what? Long Soto's there. Pete's going to do his job. And Pete loves New York. Pete's not going nowhere. He'll take with the Mets and them will work out a good deal. He's going to do what he did. I don't see him going nowhere else. He loves the Mets. That's why he didn't do it. And also, too, he's mad at all those teams that passed over him. I'm telling you right now, he's going to stay with the Mets. He's not going nowhere. And you know what? Listen.
Well, I'm not saying he's going anywhere. I'm saying that when he hits free agency, the contract's going to be big because he's going to get plenty of big offers.
That's okay. But that's okay. He's worth it. Give it to him.
I don't disagree. I'm wondering if David Stearns feels that way.
Well, you know what? He better, because if you let him go play somewhere else and comes back and burn you, and he gets picked up by one of them other teams in the National League. Now, I don't think so, Chris. Now, and you know what? I know you're talking about his body. Listen. Man, they got so much money, man, and the way technology is, and these guys, what they do today, believe you me, his body's going to be fine. Ain't going to be wrong. Now, your body, you might have a year on yours, but...
Oh, now the insults? I have more than a year. I'm not saying that... Again, I don't disagree with you. I would pay him. I'm just saying maybe now's the time to go talk to him. Because the contract's going to be, and again, it's not the money, it's the years. And I'm just curious how Stearns feels. And you say he wants to be a Met, I would go approach him with a team, you know, friendly contract right now. I'd go lock him up right now. Because I just think, I don't know what he's going to get in free agency. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. I think it's a hard. You can't just look at last year as a marker for what he's going to be now. What this upcoming free agency is going to be. You can't do it. It's completely different. He's coming off a completely different season, and he doesn't have the picks attached to him. Jeff in Louisiana. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Chris. It's good to talk to you.
You got it.
I agree with you. I think the Mets need to do whatever they need to do to sign him. I followed what your logic is on with Stearns, which is that you have Mauricio, you have Vientos, you have Acuna, you have, who am I leaving out?
Mm-hmm.
Beatty. And I was rooting for Beatty, you know, even when the fans were down on him. I've liked Beatty since the minor leagues. But my point, you know, what I think is each of those guys are still theories. They've never done what none of them have had a year like Alonso's having, or like Alonso had in his rookie year. He's a known, and I don't agree with the concept of it's a given that you reach a certain age 30, and your ancient history and your bat speed's going to get down, is going to slow too much.
Mm-hmm.
He's been down. He's in really good shape. He's changed his mechanics a little bit. I think they need to do whatever they need to do. I think it's a really sad kind of thing when you have an iconic player for your team and you just let him go and let him finish his career elsewhere, like Seaver
mm-hmm.
or Strawberry.
Well, they traded him,
it is,
and now he's starting to pass records, and that's part of it too. I mean, listen, you got to be honest though. I take a lot of calls, and we talked a lot of Pete Alonso, a lot. There were plenty of fans, you know, not necessarily wanting him to leave, but plenty of fans willing to let him go if that's what David Stearns thought was the best. A lot of Met fans. A lot. There was also a lot who were booing the idea of not signing him at Met Day or whatever that was. So I think the fan base now, though, would be very upset if he doesn't stay. I'm just saying. Now is a good time to talk if you're the Mets, because the whole thing, you're right. It's about the fans wanting him back. It's about the known commodity. It's about where this contract's going to go. And I think the uncomfortability of this GM to give him big-time years. The guy doesn't want to get into long-term contracts. They openly talk about that. They had to give Soto. He's 26, 25 years old. They're willing to give him the long-term contracts. They do not want to be locked in to a long, long-term deal with Pete Alonso. And who knows where it goes if it hits free agency? Who knows? And again, I know he wants to be a Met. Absolutely. I'm not saying anything other than that. I don't think he has any aspirations to go anywhere else. He wants to be a Met. I believe that to be true. He's also got Scott Boras as an agent, and he got no legitimate offers from anyone else last year. That's not going to be the case this year. I don't know how many millions he'll turn down. And again, it's not even the money. It's the years. And it's about who's running this team and his core belief system on what's best for a roster and a franchise. And I'm not sure how he feels about it. So this is why, to me, I would approach him now. I would try and get a deal done now and avoid. And especially, like you said, he wants to be a Met. Go talk to him right now and say, what is it going to take to get you to be a Met? Give it to him now while he's having the MVP-type season and he can't imagine leaving. Go talk to him now. Joe in the Bronx. What's up, Joe?
C-Mac, love your show, brother.
Thank you, man. How are you?
C-Mac, you know, I'm looking, I keep hearing that Alonso had two down years. I mean, he drove in 2023, 118 RBIs. The guy had 30-plus homers. I know his average was low. Then do you remember during 2024, I mean, it's not bad, almost 90 RBIs, but there was talk all of a sudden in the media that he was a bad clubhouse influence.
There was some of that. A little bit of that. Not much, but there was some of it.
But where did that come from?
I don't know. It comes from there being there was a problem inside the clubhouse. So you start pointing fingers. Like, I don't know, Lindor and McNeil didn't get along. And by the way, McNeil, who I've been very critical of and was done with him practically, he's having a great stretch since coming back from injury. A couple home runs yesterday. It's just that there was a problem, so you start looking at the leaders on the team to see if they're a problem. I don't know exactly where it came from, but, I mean, he is a little bit of a goofy guy. That could possibly rub some people the wrong way. I don't know. And especially last year, I think, was tough on him, so who knows how he was behaving. But I don't – right now, I mean, that team since, you know, that team meeting has been nothing but good vibes. So I think that talk hasn't been around since a year ago, a calendar year.
I mean, C-Mac, I mean, even last year, like, was a down year. I mean, the guy drove in almost
totally
90 or 40 yards.
Totally agree. And I'm with you. I was disappointed in how the Mets handled him in the offseason.
C-Mac, thanks for taking my call. Love your brother.
You got it, man. Thank you, Joe. This is my whole point is I want them to sign Pete Alonso. I think now is the best time to go do it. I was thinking about this. I was listening to Joe, and he was just talking about they need to sign him now, because he just wants him signed. And I agree. But I honestly think now is beneficial to the Mets. To do it now obviously benefits him, and he's the kind of guy, like, anytime you can talk, like, to a free agent in the middle of this kind of season, like, it benefits the team, clearly, because you don't want to get into the bidding war, but he's just enough of a guy who loves being a Met that maybe he'll listen. Now, I'm not saying it's not going to take money. It's going to take money. But I would play on him a little bit on how much he wants to be a Met. He's going through all this right now. David Wright is sending him messages about passing him in the home run record and all this stuff. He's swept up in being a Met. I say, hey, what is it going to take? Let's see if we can get you on a team-friendly deal because, again, if the owner doesn't care, then it doesn't matter. If the owner is adamant that Pete Alonso is a Met for life, then it doesn't matter. But I'm a little skeptical about Stearns. And if this gets in to a, we'll give you 8 years. I know that sounds crazy for Pete Alonso. Someone might do it off of this year, thinking he's just going to be Jim Thome and play long enough to hit 40 home runs every year. And maybe everything else goes to crap. But I'm just, or someone needs to make a splash or something. I don't know. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We'll come back, continue to take your phone calls. About halfway through, we've got another hour and a half as we take you till 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Be right back.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the free Odyssey app.
There we go. Guys, unbelievable. Let's sing a little, though.
This love is getting kind of dangerous. Feels like it's a loaded gun. My mind is turning like a cloud of dust. My heart always wants to run.
I needed that. I don't know how you felt. I got some frustration out about the Yankees. Oh, Whitehorse. The guy's unbelievable. The pitching department. How dare I? The pitching lab of the New York Mets. It's unbelievable. Clay Holmes has been incredible. Every pitcher they throw out is incredible. It's hard to talk about Pete Alonso. I got to be totally honest with you. It's hard to talk about Pete Alonso. It's hard to talk about Lindor. It's hard to talk about Mauricio and his 800-foot home run. It's hard to talk about the New York Mets without just gushing over what they've done with the starting pitching. It really is. I mean, how many different guys have an ERA under 3 right now? They have done an incredible job, and it's part of the reason of my thinking. Part of the reason I'm on this Pete Alonso sign now kick and my concern about Stearns' thinking is his plan is working. And everything he's trying to do he's doing. He believes in his plan. And I don't know why necessarily, other than how last year's free agency was handled. I honestly believe that his plan is not giving an over 30 lumbering first baseman a big time contract. I don't think that's part of what he thinks is the plan moving forward with this roster. Something inside me just says it. I know he's been great. I'm not knocking him. He is an MVP candidate. He may very well be the front runner to win MVP right now. That's how good Pete Alonso is. There is no doubt how good the man has played. He's been everything for this team. He's come up clutch in every big situation. He's hit big home runs. He just passed David Wright in the home run department. I mean, he's, you know, David Wright was a brilliant defensive third baseman. Well, I shouldn't say brilliant. Very good defensive third baseman. Was a better overall hitter, but he's not the, I mean, he wasn't, I don't know if he was ever this much better than Pete is right now. But like he's gonna end up being one of these great all-time Mets, there's no doubt. And if he hits 500 home runs, I don't know how home runs are viewed anymore. I know there's a couple guys now who have 500 home runs who aren't in the Hall of Fame. Gary, a lot of them have steroid attachments to them, whether perceived or actual failed tests. But, I mean, Pete Alonso has a chance of hitting 500 home runs and going into the Hall of Fame as a New York Met, has a chance of winning an MVP for the first time in franchise history. Him being that guy. And look, if he wins MVP, it's going to be hard to sell the fan base on not signing him to a contract. It's going to be hard for this owner to look in, you know, call himself a Met fan and talk about family and all this stuff and let Pete Alonso walk off an MVP season. I'm not saying that's not going to be hard for him to do no matter what the numbers are. But I watch what Stearns is doing and we talk about how smart he is and the mixture of the, you know, how to build a roster with a small market club, which he has been successful at in Milwaukee, and the money of the owner and the meeting of the minds and have the ability to get that big-time free agent. I just don't know how many years he wants to give him. So go do it now and see if Pete's willing to take a shorter-term deal. Maybe he won't be. But I would try really hard if I'm the Mets right now to lock him up. I think he's earned it. I think he deserves it. And I think you're going to end up, if you can play to the idea he wants to be a Met, you might be able to get him for less money, because I think free agency this year, I just think it's unprecedented. It's nothing like last year. He doesn't have the pick attached to him. He's coming off a great year. He's proven he's a premier slugger in the sport. And they just gave Vladimir Guerrero the money. Like, there wasn't that contract for first baseman. That was part of it. First baseman don't get paid. Hey, first baseman don't get paid. First baseman don't get paid. Well, now Vladimir Guerrero got paid. I would go try and talk to him right now. Eric and Ronkonkoma, what's up, Eric?
Hey, it's you, Matt. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Before I get to the Alonso thing, real quick, did Eddie from Rockland call in yet?
Did Eddie in Rockland call me? No, not yet.
All right. Well, when he calls in, just ask him what he was complaining about to Joe about you know, before you.
No, I heard. He asked Joe to like join a, if he wants to do a carpool. Because I'm
So you heard about that.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm complaining. In the first open I did on a Saturday show ever, I complained that this shift is taking me away from my kids playing Little League. I was just like, what is he talking about?
Okay, all right. So you did hear about it.
I heard it. He's full of crap. It might have come up that that's now a change of my schedule, but in no way was I complaining and certainly wasn't doing it in the open. Like, it's just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, no, he did it. He loves throwing. Turmoil within the...
He thinks he works here or something.
He brought up Peter Schwartz's situation with...
Of course, he's got to bring in that. Yeah,
honestly,
no,
that's none of his business.
No, that's it. No, he's got to stir it up. That's what he... I don't know why.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know why. I can see him. I can see him right now taking the screen grab of this audio and putting out a tweet. Like, I don't know why. It's what he loves to do.
Yeah. So again, look. I saw that David Wright video also. I got to tell you, he looks like he could put a uniform on right now. That was incredible when I saw his congratulatory video to Alonzo for passing him on the list. And I'm like, man, he looks great.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's been out, what, 10 years already? Close to that?
Has it been that long? I don't think it's been that long.
I mean, I know he played in the World Series, but he struggled.
Yeah.
With all the preparation. I mean, it's got to be.
Maybe.
If not,
what was
10,
his
last? Eight.
Yeah. What was his last year? He 18 was that. He played in that. His last game was in 2018. So, yeah, it's been a while.
Okay. All right. 7 years, but still, I mean, he looks excellent. I mean,
unfortunately, he's still a young man. Not unfortunately. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had to end his career early because of back issues. So it's not like he retired at 40 and now he's 48 and you're like, oh my God, he looks great. Right. He's still a young guy. The back wouldn't allow him to continue his career.
But he just looks like he's in great shape, though.
Yeah, I mean, sure,
like,
he is.
Usually when people, get out of the game, sometimes they kind of let loose a little bit and all that stuff.
The interesting one is offensive linemen. When they exit the game, they either balloon or they slim down.
Or they look like Tiki.
They slim down. You're like, oh my God, you were an offensive lineman. It's like there are people who had to eat, 50,000 calories to keep that weight to be an offensive lineman. And then there were people who could, roll over, have a Twinkie, and they'd be, 400 pounds. But it's just what it is.
Last year, the whole thing with Alonzo, with what they were going to do with him, had me going all season.
Yep.
Right now, I'm just enjoying it. I'd love to see him stay, beyond this year if he opts out or whatever. But, I mean, they're just playing so well right now overall. And
they are.
And, with the Phillies and the Braves, slipping at
God,
the moment.
Oh, the Phillies.
I just can't, I just let the season play out as far as I'm concerned. And hopefully, hopefully things fall the way, a lot of us would like it when it comes to Alonzo. That's all. But anyway, have a good rest of the night.
You got it, buddy.
You
got it, Eric. Yeah, I mean, the Phillies have completely fallen apart. I mean, unbelievable. They just got swept by the Pirates. I think they're 1-9 in their last 10. I mean, they got swept by the Brewers, right? They lost 2 out of 3 to the Blue Jays. They've been swept by the Pirates. You've got, obviously, Harper on the IL with a wrist issue, which I don't know the severity of it, but wrists are, dangerous for hitters, man. We have seen it throughout the years. I remember Teixeira was gone for forever with a wrist injury. I mean, they are falling apart. And they welcomed the Cubs for a 3-game set starting tonight. I mean, they are in trouble. And I the Mets are playing extremely well, and I don't care about the competition. Look, you have to go beat them, and they did. Like, you don't get an overly big pat on the back, but it's something. It's better than losing a game. They went out there and did what you have to do when you play bad teams. Everyone in the National League is going to get 6 or 7 games against Colorado. You got to do what you got to do. And the Mets did it brilliantly. And they have played really well. After, they lost the series to the Yankees, they lost the series to the Red Sox, and then since then, they've turned it back on. They played really well against the Dodgers. They've won that season series against them, and they followed it up by pounding the teams you have to pound. They've won all 6 games. They didn't slip up once. Yankees played him 3 times, slipped up the first game of the series. You can't, And a lot of, Mauricio's come up, and after he really got, after that first game that Friday night was, a frustrating game in ways for the Mets. They ended up coming through, but like, again, and then to start Saturday, kind of the same thing, struggling with runners in scoring position. I think they were 0 for 10 at one point Friday night with runners in scoring position, including bases loaded in the 6th with Beatty striking out, Alvarez striking out, and Mauricio striking out to not score a run against the worst team in the history of the game, arguably, with bases loaded and nobody out. They've really struggled with runners in scoring position, still do. But Pete Alonso comes to the rescue. They've gotten just enough, and the pitching is so damn good that they get just enough offensively. And right now, you'll see, despite having that terrible, that strikeout for Mauricio, he comes through with a double later in that game, and that kind of set him off. He gets the double Friday night. He hits the bomb of a home run on Saturday. And then he gets, what, two hits yesterday? So he's turning on. He hits the ball. That's the, I believe that was the farthest home run of the year for the Mets. It's an absolute bomb. You've gotten McNeil. And let's be honest about McNeil, too. I've been critical of McNeil. Like, I haven't liked his at-bats. He hasn't really driven the baseball, but he is now. And he's been really good since coming back from injury. He's really helped this team offensively. Beatty's finding himself. You know, you could still disappointed in what Alvarez has been overall. Still looking from, you know, Taylor's been okay, went through a really good stretch for a while. But, you know, they could use a little bit of help the back end of the lineup. But, I mean, right now you've got, obviously, Soto coming into his own. The Mets played really well. Now, again, it's against the worst team in baseball, but that's what you're supposed to do against the worst team in baseball. But they're open about how poor they've been with runners in scoring position. It's got to get better, but it will. And right now, Pete Alonso and Lindor are carrying the team, and Pete Alonso is arguably the MVP of the league. And I want to give him a contract now. I was just thinking about it. I want to get him a contract now. I don't want to mess around and go to free agency, because I think, not that they can't afford him. It just, it's going to go places they're uncomfortable with. They're going to go places that Steve Cohen is, that David Stearns is uncomfortable with. I have no doubt. Free agency will take Pete Alonso into a contract and a year value that David Stearns will be uncomfortable with. Doesn't mean he won't do something he's uncomfortable with, and it doesn't mean the owner won't tell him he has to do something he's uncomfortable with. But he will be uncomfortable. If Pete Alonso hits free agency, David Stearns is going to be uncomfortable with what he's going to have to give him to keep him. Stuart in Brooklyn. What's up, Stu?
Morning, C-Mac.
Good morning.
You're right. David Stearns is not going to be comfortable going to free agency with Pete Alonso, because if for some reason I get the feeling he doesn't like Pete Alonso for the way, I don't know what it is, but the thing is, if he goes to free agency, how about this? We bring him to the Bronx and tell the Mets, well, we're even now.
Yeah, I mean,
come on. I mean, I know Soto was about the money, Chris. That was all it was. He didn't, I don't know if he was he's happy there. I don't care. He's doing well. He's starting to do well. That's great. But the thing is, Alonso would fit in the Bronx perfectly. And the Yankee fans would appreciate him. And Brian Cashman would definitely appreciate him, because he's a good player. And he gives his all. He wants to be a Met, but David Stearns seems not to, I don't know. There's something about Alonso that David Stearns does not
like. I agree with you. I just don't know. I don't know about I don't know about the Yankees. I don't know.
Yeah, but where would he go? Where else would he go?
I don't know.
I mean, there's a number of teams that could use him.
Absolutely. A number of teams could use him.
One of them.
Yankees absolutely could be. I mean, it's a one-year deal for Goldie as well as he's playing. I don't know if they would give him.
I don't know if they'd bring him back at 38.
Yeah. I mean, look, if he's willing to sign another one-year contract, maybe. But I don't think they would give him a long-term deal at his age. But, Pete Alonso could be an option. But they also have Ben Rice. Like, I think they're confident that they could have Ben Rice at first base moving forward and save themselves a lot of money in free agency, whether it's Pete Alonso, whether it's, I always say his name wrong, the first baseman from Japan. Like, I don't know. And thank you for the call, Stu. I just don't think that's... I can't see him in a Yankee uniform. I can't see him do that. Last year, maybe, because the offers weren't there. I don't think the Yankees have Ben Rice right now. I think the last thing they want to do is go bigger, give another big time. And not that he's not worth it, or that he's not a great player, that he wouldn't hit a million home runs at Yankee Stadium. I don't know if the Yankees want to give a long term big money contract to Pete Alonso after 30 when they have Ben Rice sitting there to play first base. And I'm not saying Ben Rice is anywhere near Pete Alonso. Don't misconstrue. But he is hitting the ball hard all over the place. He's a young, homegrown kid. It could save him a hell of a lot of money, and he's been pretty damn good. If he plays this way the entire year, I would think he's going to be the starting first baseman next year, and they'll forego signing any other first baseman, let alone Pete Alonso. 888-808-1019. Quick break. We'll come back, and we'll get into the Knicks a little bit, as the newest report out there is speculating or is saying that our fears are true. James Dolan fired.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Thibodeau to start this mishmash of a coach search. We'll get to that next. 888-808-1019. Quick break. Be right back.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
Sing it back. Whoa.
All right, 3:53. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Obviously, a lot of baseball to start the show today, but we've been, you know, talking Knicks nonstop over the last week, really since, you know, they started the playoff series. But, unfortunately, after the Tibbs firing, you know, I felt I did a lot on it Saturday as well. I'm just frustrated by the whole. I'm frustrated by the whole thing. I'm frustrated that I started to feel like this team was and this franchise was stable again. And you know, I know, you know, Tibbs had his issues and the minutes and all that, and I know now the reports are out there that our biggest fear is realized that James Dolan was the one who fired him. That the reports have been, if you haven't heard, is that the exit meetings, which we heard a little bit, the exit meetings were a very big part of this. The players voiced displeasure. There's been mixed opinions on how strong of a message they sent or how strong their displeasure was. The reports now are that there is a player, and I'll give him credit because he said it on the show. He's trying to take bows for it. But Duncan, who calls and, you know, tries to dominate me in our phone calls, said that he had heard that Mikal Bridges told the Knicks he refused to play for Tibbs. And that's why they fired him, because they traded all those picks. And how do you not sign a guy or keep a guy after giving up all that value for him. If he tells you the coach, he won't play for the coach, then, you know, or he wouldn't sign another contract, is how Duncan put it. Which we all knew he had some sort of displeasure with the amount of minutes he's playing, the amount of minutes the bench is playing when he came out earlier in the year and said something. But the reports are that James Dolan was running the exit meeting, that he was the one asking the questions. He was the one talking to the players, and Leon Rose was there sort of just observing. And that in that meeting, there was a strong, strong indication that the team had lost confidence in Tibbs being the guy to move forward with, and even one player saying he refused to play for Tibbs next year. And that information led the owner, who never liked Tibbs, to spearhead, which is the term that's being out there, spearhead the firing of Coach Thibodeau, which is obviously a major problem. It's obviously a major problem. We all know this. We've been saying it. I don't have to tell you why it's a problem. Leon Rose has to be the one making this decision. Now, just because he was spearheading it doesn't mean Leon Rose fought that hard for Tibbs or felt that differently necessarily than Jim Dolan did. But he was the one leading the meeting, according to a report. Now, here's the only thing I'll say. I don't know this to be true. It's a report. We've gone based on, I would be phony if I didn't at least put some credence to it, because we put a credence to a lot of other reports. But here we sit today, and this is my problem and where I am with the Knicks right now and why firing Thibodeau is an issue for me still. And I know we're going to move on to who's next, and who's next? That's part of the issue. Who's next? What's the plan for next? It's a disaster that the owner's the one who stepped in and did this, if that's true. And it's a disaster if you let players that right now, who knows if they're even going to be on the team? Who knows who they tried to trade? As reports are, they tried to trade for Kevin Durant, and that's from a real source, or one I obviously extremely credible, in Shams. Shams reported that they tried to trade for KD in the middle of at the trade deadline last year. So it's a roster they were trying to change and tweak. It's a roster that they're possibly looking to trade and tweak for KD now, or even for Giannis now. And these are the guys who get in the ear of the owner and fire the coach that's brought stability to this franchise for the last 5 years? Like, that's a disaster if this wasn't a straight-up, no-doubt basketball move by Leon Rose. We all know that. And that would lean into, as much as I'm not sure about it, because I will say this, he has stepped back. Whether he has changed his mind or not, I can't speak to it. I can't tell you. I know for a fact he didn't fire Tibbs, or that this story is somewhat inaccurate. What I can tell you is he has stepped back since hiring Phil Jackson. And Leon Rose has been given the flexibility, as Phil Jackson was, and to run it into the ground, but like, he brought in Brunson. He made all these moves. He hired Tibbs. He did all this to bring the team to a certain level. And I don't know if Leon Rose, who, let's be honest, doesn't need the job necessarily and has, you know, has been a sports agent. I don't know the dynamic there, but if it's true that Tibbs is behind this and Leon Rose didn't want to do it, it's a disaster. It's a huge mistake by the owner, who's been hands-off for a while. And now it does start to make sense because, I mean, listen, we all knew it could be a possibility. It's not like I just completely just patently said it was ridiculous. I just had no proof. It just feels like, hey, because it makes a little bit of sense that the owner is this impetuous guy and we don't believe in the decision, so it must be, it's a stupid decision, therefore it must be done by the guy we deem to be stupid, which in this scenario is the owner. That's all we were going on. Even if that was a good thought and might end up being correct, it's still all we were going on. There was no evidence to support it, other than it doesn't feel like there's a plan. And Leon Rose has been a man with a plan this entire time. And now they fire the coach and we're sitting here waiting. And they still haven't gotten even approval to talk to Jason Kidd from the Mavericks. And if they do, they got to trade for him. And if they trade for him, I don't know what kind of coach. Like, he's a solid coach. He took a team to the NBA Finals. He also took the Bucks to a certain level. He left. They win a championship, which is our biggest fear about Tibbs. And most likely, that doesn't work out, and you're going to pivot to Johnny Bryant, who everybody said is this great young coach, and that's great. But it's one thing if you fire Tibbs, go right to him and tell me, this is the next great head coach. We've been targeting him. He was in our building. We believe he's the guy. As opposed to, well, you know, kid didn't work out, but we really like him. Like, that sucks. That's a crappy plan. Now, not only am I getting a young coach who has no head coaching experience into a job that possibly the owner is meddling with, that it comes with a NBA Finals or bust mandate to it, dealing with inner turmoil between players who literally can go to the owner and say, I don't like this coach, and get him fired. Never mind the fact that the superstar Jalen Brunson loved the previous head coach and Tibbs, just put out an Instagram picture of him and Tibbs together. There's reports of his father, who's on the bench, having problems with the players. Like, it just felt like for once, this miserable franchise. And the Knicks were as bad as it gets. The Knicks were as dysfunctional and just a losing operation as this city has to offer, and the Jets play here. Like, that's how bad it was. I know I've said that 5 or 6 times, but I like it every time I say it. They are as miserable a franchise as this city has to offer, and the Jets play here. And it felt like we were turning that around. Okay, they lost series to teams they probably should have or could have beat. Yes, I was frustrated losing to the Indiana Pacers after beating the, you know, defending champion Boston Celtics. But yes, disappointing series. But at least I knew that they were being run by Leon Rose, who's been a great executive here and turned this franchise around. I knew they were being led by a head coach who has it all buttoned up and who has turned this franchise around. And they had a superstar who believed in the organization, who believed in the team, took less money to stay here. And now the GM isn't making decisions. The coach is gone. And the leader of the franchise, player, who had all kinds of confidence in what this operation was, to the point where he took less money by signing a contract a year early, lost his coach, there's issues with his father on the bench, and now he's dealing with an owner who's impetuous and will fire guys just because lesser players deem it necessary. Like, it is an absolute mess with the Knicks right now. It doesn't mean whoever they hire won't be the right guy. It doesn't mean they can't make the adjustments. It doesn't mean Leon Rose can't go out there and either trade for another superstar or put a better bench and complementary players around the core that they have now, and Karl-Anthony Towns can't lose 20 pounds and become in better shape and make a better go of it next year. It all might work out. But right now, it just feels like a freaking mess in every way, shape, and form. And this latest report that James Dolan spearheaded it, that there were players who refused to play for him while they're out there trying to change the players who won't play for him, while we're out there, you know, still putting in requests to trade for a coach. It feels rudderless. And I thought that was the one thing we could losing is losing. And poor decisions and bad trades and bad signings are one thing. But dysfunction is what has held this franchise back. And I thought we were past it. And that's what's the most frustrating thing about all of this. Not that Tibbs is gone, even though I disagree with it. It's that, what are we doing? 888-808-1019. Quick break update. We'll come back. Take your phone calls over at 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.